Good evening, Barry.
What issues did you discuss today?
Well, there are a number of things that are fundamental to the very strong bilateral relationship that we have. So we looked at talked about the Pacific, we talked about North Korea, we talked about combined effort we've got against the fight against ISIL, the implications for our two countries of Brexit, and the trade opportunities that might come through the arrangements that might arbitrate around the TPA 11 as opposed to 12. We also, of course, talked about the recent decisions by the Australian government relating to tertiary education, which took up not too much time, but enough to get a clear message across that we don't like being blindsided by the stuff.
How hard did you go on that, Minister?
Well, the first point would be that it's an Australian budget decision, and therefore it's not something that the New Zealand government can particularly influence. But I was very firm, and I think Julie Bishop was quite accepting the fact that because we are good friends, because we are close, then we perhaps should have got a sooner heads up on it than the arrangement that was put in place last Monday.
So that deal stands, does it, as it is?
Yeah, I think it's worth New Zealanders who are thinking about studying in Australia having a good look at it. There's been some claims around that scheme that aren't quite correct. So there are three levels of payment. First, remember that all Australian students, post this budget, passing through their parliament, will be paying a lot more for their tertiary courses. So there's a domestic fee, there's the New Zealand residents who are not citizens fee, and for those New Zealanders coming across the Tasman for that purpose, and then their international fee as well, which is where you get those sort of 400% and 500% increases.
The legislation, as I understand it, is deeply controversial in Australia for Australians. So this is not a done deal yet, though, is it?
Well, that's something I wouldn't comment on because it's part of their budget process, and they have to take that budget through their parliament just as we do. The reality, though, is that this does impose significant additional costs on domestic Australian students as well. Look, they're a country that's got very big deficits, so they can't see a surplus on any near horizon, so they have got some big spending cuts to face. This particular cut is part of $2.8 billion being taken out of their tertiary sector.
So you accept this decision. That means, doesn't it, that the New Zealand-Australian relationship is being watered down?
No, I don't think so. There are about 650,000 New Zealanders living in Australia. There's around about 60,000 to 70,000 Australians living in New Zealand. So we have a lot of reciprocal arrangements. In this case, they have made a decision that their exceptionally high tertiary education costs have to be cut. And part of the cutting is the additional costs that they put on their domestic Australian students, as well as New Zealanders who live here but are not yet citizens. And my advice to many of them would be, get on the pathway to citizenship. You can have dual citizenship, Australia and New Zealand, and then you don't have quite the same problem.
Why wouldn't we as a country slap the same fees on Australian citizens studying here, Minister?
Look, when you get into a position where you're just being pernicious one for the other, then I think you do start to seriously alter that relationship. Remember that there are thousands of New Zealanders today who are either at work or have been to work in businesses that are substantially funded on Australian capital. Australia remains one of our biggest trading partners, and the two-way trade is about $24 billion. So you don't start mucking around with that too quickly. I think the issue, though, is that for people who are most affected here are people who have lived in Australia for a period of time who have not taken out citizenship. And it's a little bit hard to argue against that.
But wouldn't it be fair and reasonable to have Australian citizens pay for their tertiary study here, or is it they're bigger than us, they can push us around?
Oh, I don't think that's a fair characterisation. Australians who come to New Zealand to study do get the same treatment as our domestic students. When we look at it, there just aren't large numbers involved. What we've got, though, in Australia is many, many New Zealanders over several decades have decided to make their life in Australia without making a commitment to that country. And I think, I can understand why the Australians might be saying, in a tight time, when we have to do these things, when we've got to make these big savings, and we've got to look everywhere to get them. Look, it's not particularly comfortable. It's not the greatest outcome in the world. And we would have liked a sooner heads up. And we've got a commitment that this won't happen again. But, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is. In New Zealand, we're lucky. We're running big surpluses because we have bitten the bullet on the hard financial times.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean to say that we have to fund these students, does it? Just because we're running big surpluses, it's about fairness, isn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose you could make that argument, but at the moment we don't think that's a retaliation that we are prepared to make. We think that the arrangements that we've come to, which, remember, still sees New Zealand students, funding their courses significantly below other international students and also getting access to the student loan scheme in Australia, is just where it's at, and we don't have retaliation plans.